Hello, what's up? What's up, my money nerds? I'm rocking my money nerd shirt today. Give me a second. Money nerds unite. I know you see it. Money nerds unite. All right, so I will start off by saying I'm gonna have to break out and I'm coming right back, but I gotta break out for 9 minutes because I'm cooking. And I didn't do the math right, and here I am, right? Should be done in 9 minutes. I'm going to be in the middle of this, but I'm just going to run downstairs, turn off the oven, and run back upstairs. So all good in the hood. What's up, everybody? Talk to me. How are you? Put in the comments. Let me know how you're doing. Some wins. Share your wins today, because today I want to be going over some goals. Let me make sure that my mic is good to go. Audio.
It is. It's the right one.
Cool. And yes, I'm going to get another mic. Thanks, Shelby. But so talk to me, guys. What are some wins today? Share some wins for me today. And I'm going to get into what I want to get into today, which is goal setting for both investors and agents. I'm going to cover a few things. I talked about this stuff at a Pints and Properties. Go to www.pintsandproperties.com. I will drop it in the comments. Pints and Properties.com, where I was a guest, and I said, you know what? I'm gonna bring this for Be More Training too. So share some of your wins. Hit a heart. Share. Money nerds unite. If you're a money nerd, hit that heart. If you are a money nerd, hit that heart. Let me know you're a money nerd. Put like a cash symbol in the comments. Let me know that you're here. All right, let's get this. What's up, Allie? Let's get this party started. I see one heart. I only got one money nerd. Man, let's go. Come on. I know I got more money nerds than that. Maybe I'm not seeing it right on my side too, because it is spread across like LinkedIn. How are you going to do that and YouTube and all the things? We got wins. Join in Five Pillars Nation and on your live today from Ian, brand new agent. I just made your welcome post. So I haven't sent it out, but I just started it. Allie, money nerd for sure, got an offer in 5 days on wifey's house. Scheduled 3 appointments this week. I like the appointment setting. I like the appointment setting. Of course, getting an offer on the house is super important too. Look at these money. All money. Look, we just delivered a due diligence check, or it really hit them tomorrow. But we spread money all over the place. So let me just go over this so I don't run out of time. Here we go. Check it out. Be More Training, goal setting. Let me make this where it's a slideshow from the beginning. Boom. How's that? Is that better? I feel like that's better. Check it out. Be More Training, goal setting. Ruben Garcia approved by Ruben. Let me hit X. Yeah. You know what, though? It's not going to let me see the comments if I... So you're just going to have to see it like this. I hope that's okay with everybody. By the way, do not wait to ask me questions. Yo, if you got questions, ask the questions. It's all good. I am not going to say wait till the end. I don't care. If it's on your mind, ask the question. All right, moving on. Check it out. Share. As you guys know, hit me up. Hashtag proven by Ruben. You may win some merch. So take a picture. Share this. I will check it out. Hashtag proven by Ruben. Follow me on social media at proven by Ruben as well. And you may win yourself some merch. All right. So I just want to go over this real quick. Here's just a very quick bio. Why would I do this? Because some people are like, yo, so lucky. So I just want to go over this real quick. I quit UPS 12 years. I was there for 12 years. Got my real estate license. 2015, rookie of the year. Almost 1,500 agents. Helped grow a team to do over 12 million its first year. Price point was 150 at the time, right? Now, that's just crazy in itself, price point being 150. 2016, became the CEO of Keller Williams Office. It broke all-time records every month. 2018, proven by Ruben Business Development. Partnered with The Locker Room. Started a productivity coaching business out of 2 Keller Williams offices, and we broke all-time records every single month. And let's keep going. Become vice president of business development within The Locker Room. Left KW in 2020 and came to EXP, where I made it to almost top 1% EXP influencers. Founder of The Past Play. Started investing in real estate, short-term rentals, and long-term rentals. 2021, started teaching in the EXPU, which is the EXP University. Agent attraction, time management, prospecting. Started renting out our RV. Check out our RV. in the description below. Carolina Travel and Marshmallow, pretty cool. 80% of our income was passive at that time. Our EXP organization did a little over 1,000 homes closed. My father, husband, and I live in North Carolina. Now, when you see that, you're like, maybe. You're like, okay, this guy might know what he's talking about. But I want to go over a few things. Hello. We got some waving. Hello. By the way, send me your emojis. I'm down with it. I wanted to kind of share that with you real quick because where was that one thing? Oh, in the EXP, you know, organization killing over or closing over 1,000 homes, that could be because once it's capped, I can't see, or Icon Agent, I can't see what you closed after that. So really over 1,000 homes. But this is the real story. All right. So you see that? What I want to say, no, I break it down later. It's been a second, but check this out. What would make it a 10 for you guys today? So if you don't mind, now that you heard that little story and you think that maybe I know, have a little bit of idea about what goal setting is, what would make it a 10 for you today for showing up here today? What would you want answered? Let me know. Put it in the comments. What would make it a good thing that you showed up here today, or that you listened to it on your drive, or that you listened to it later? Put it in the comments because I want to make sure that I cover it. All right, let's keep it rolling. First thing I want to do is start off with some SAS. If you know me, you know I love acronyms. So let's start off with some SAS. S, started from the bottom. Now, what the story that you just heard, you know, it's like, okay, cool. But how did you even get there? So I'm going to just run through this real quick. This is what helps people get to the level that they want to get to. You know, I grew up with a single mom, tough as nails, who raised two boys on teacher salary. Moved out when I was 19 into a foreclosure with no heat. Single father at the age of 20. Raised her since she was 3 weeks old. During my first half being licensed, we were on food stamps, WIC. My first half of that year. On daycare assistance, you know, government assistance. I was dual career. First 10 months of getting licensed, I was also working at UPS, which is at that 12-year career I was there before going full-time into real estate. Worked nights at UPS, many nights getting 2 to 3 hours of sleep before the day began with my daughter, my oldest. Wrote time to get to work on all the clocks in my house and put inspirational quotes on both the TVs that we had. Had smear campaigns about my character once I left the last firm that it spread like wildfire. While they went after my license 3 times the first year I left them, I've lost more money and friends in real estate than I ever thought imaginable. Now, what did you hear there? Right? What did you hear there? Because a lot of people see the wins and some of the goals that we're going to talk about today. The reason I share that is because you all have a story, and there's going to be people that are going to try to beat you down throughout this journey. You know your journey. You know what you went through. And that was just a quick story to say, like, it just doesn't happen overnight. It is a struggle. It is a hustle. But this is what makes the goal part so important. So which one of those stories would resonate with you the most, right? The real raw story, which is the story I want you to tell as you're going through your journey, getting closer to your goals. And that's why I share that. That's why I share that with you. Remember, let me know if you have any questions or concerns or anything as we go through this. Let me know what resonates with you. Let me know if you've gone through any of this stuff. Put it in the comments. I want to know. All right, remember the S. So if we looked at this, S is started from the bottom. So I want to show you that. The A is accountability. I'm going to talk a little bit about this. Accountability. This is some of the crew. Some of you guys, dang, we're all in black too. Dang, I didn't even realize that. Look like some operative people moving into town. I don't know what's going on there. But check it out. This is some accountability stuff right here. This is going to be important. Accountability is so important. Let me know. Raise your hand if you have accountability in your life right now. Let me know. Put in the comments if you have accountability and if that's something that you're looking for. Check out the GOAT Award from the Locker Room. If you haven't checked out the Locker Room, check them out, tlrnation.com. Let me know if you have some accountability. Obviously, if you're going to hit your goals, you're going to need some accountability. Yes, but you need more. Where? Where do you need more accountability, Allie? I'd say that you know most of those people in that picture. Who else is struggling with accountability or believes they need more of it? As you answer that, I'm going to move on. I'm going to keep moving. Without accountability, you know, and I think I tell this story a little bit later, but that accountability was one of the things that got us to where we wanted to be, which again is what I'm going to cover in terms of passive income, in terms of investing in agent side of the business on my YouTube venture. Okay. Okay. Did you reach out to the people that we mentioned that you were going to reach out to that we talked about yesterday? Let me know. Accountability is huge, guys. If you don't have this in your circle, you're missing out. Show up to go up. Oopsie. Show up to go up. So this is just a very quick little, you know, gist of like priming you to get into what we're about to get into. You got to show up. You know, so many agents, they ask questions on why they're not getting to the place that they want to get, or they question themselves, but they don't show up to jack. They don't show up to trainings. They don't show up when somebody says, hey, do you, if this was a challenge and you were going to do this, do you do it? No, because X got in the way, right? There seems to always be something, the reason why they can't show up. And I'm telling you, you got to start showing up to go up. And you see the little be, do, have down there. You got to be that person to do the things that person has, to have the things that person has. You know, be, do, have, we've all heard it before. But if you ain't showing up with some sass, right? Accountability, if we end it, accountability and the show up to go up, none of this is going to work. All right, we're going to go right into goal setting. Very simple thing. Now, remember, I did this for Pints and Property, so you will see KEG. I use the acronym KEG for goal setting, all right? Pretty simple, branded KEG right there. If you want your Proven by Ruben KEG, let me know. I'll send it to you. It'll be one off, but I'll send it to you. You might have to pay for that one off. But yes, all right. So what do you guys want to get out of this? I got a few things, but what else? In terms of goal setting. Ooh, boom. And my alarm is about to go off. So check this out. Write or type what you want out of this. What do you think the KEG even means? And I'm going to go run and turn off the oven, and then I'm going to run right back up here. So, yeah. Let me know. Put it in. Here I go. Who? Here I am. Let's go. Sure did. Waiting to hear back. Good. KPIs. Early in the morning. Get it done.
That's right.
And like we were sharing, you know, a lot of this stuff's going to be a long game, right? Goal setting. Calendar. Come on. We do things different around here. We break the mold. So in our world, sometimes calendar starts with a K. All right. K means killed it. You killed the calendar. You did a really good job, or you did a really bad job and you killed the calendar altogether and you never go to it ever again. But who's heard this before? I would do it, but I don't have enough time. I would totally do it. I don't have time. Look, there's already people jumping off because this already resonated with them. They're like, oh, that's too real. It's too real. It already hurts. I just don't have enough time. Who's heard that before, right? This was a huge one. You know, and I always say, all right, cool. You don't have enough time. Let me see your calendar. And for some of that jumped off just then, they would do this. Well, you see what happened was, they're not going to show me their calendar because they're not scaling time. And this is just very simple. If you're not scaling time, how can you tell that you don't have it? How can you tell you don't have time if you're not putting items within time blocks to know exactly what you should be doing? So get out of here with that nonsense. You're going to need to get real with your calendar. And instead of saying you don't have time, try saying it's not a priority and see how that feels. If you got kids, look at them in their eyes and say, you know what? You're just not a priority right now, and see how that feels. And sometimes they may not be, but at least you've done a really good job of blocking that family time into your calendar for the day, for the time that they are that priority. And for some, we're at that point in our career where they are always the priority. And that's what this does, dude. Once you start building out some goals, that's what this does. If you ever want to get to that point, be a money nerd, track your money like a nerd, use some of these principles that we're going to go over, and we're dipping into it now. And your family and who your loved ones, whoever family is, family doesn't have to be blood necessarily. I got this tattoo, family's thicker than blood, right here. I got friends I consider family. If you want to be that person who can just do what he wants, do what he or she wants, when they want to, with who they want to, whenever they want to, you got to get real with this stuff, man. I'm going to be the one to wake you up. So here is an example of what your calendar should look like. Step one, get a Kraken calendar. One that is cloud-based. We do have people who use the paper calendar, but you can spill coffee on that. You could forget that, right? Your dog could eat it or whatever. Your kid could eat it. Go cloud-based. R, repeat. You're able to repeat these things. Be more training. First and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Repeat. I don't have to keep writing it into some calendar. Access. Make sure it's a calendar that people could get access to, because eventually you will be leveraged, probably. Or family could have access to it. Color coding. That's always a fun one. And notifications. In the beginning, you're going to need them. I don't need them anymore because I know what's happening because I constantly look at my calendar. But in the beginning, guys, this is simple. Get a Kraken calendar. If you leave here with one thing, make sure you leave here understanding that you need a Kraken calendar. Hit a heart if you got a Kraken calendar. If you got a calendar that fits that mold, hit a heart. I want to know. That's a very simple play to get started in this goal setting. Step two, add your priorities. Spiritual time, God, whatever that is for most people, you know, that is number one, and that is very cool, and make sure you add it to the calendar. Sure, you're going to have those days where you're like, you just need to stop and just pray or have that time for yourself, and that's cool. Also makes sense to go ahead and block it in if you believe that's a priority. Number two, family. Number three, date night. Who stopped going on date nights when they got into real estate, right? Who still goes on date nights? Let me know in the comments. Crazy. How about hobbies? Most agents stop doing their hobbies when they get into the business. They don't have enough time. I hate that. Obligations you got, like doctor appointments, a my day, why day, a day within the month that you do whatever you want to do. It's your day. As you notice, you pour into, you know, God, family, your spouse, whoever that is, hobbies. You're pouring into this stuff. Obligations. What about pouring back into you? What's date night? Bryson says, this is what I'm saying, dude. Yo, we're going to be going. My wife and I are going to go on a date night. We're really heading to the beach next week, and we're looking forward to it. Bryson, you bring up a good point. By the way, follow this dude. I put his picture up here. He is amazing. He's out there, brand new agent. Well, I say brand new. Sorry, Brett. That's not what I mean. I don't mean it like that. New to the game, I'll say, and he is killing it. I believe he's already got two under contract. I think he's been in the business for like 2 months, if that. He's doing it. So here's the deal, and I'm glad you brought that up. This becomes a why. So we have our larger whys, right? But this becomes a small why throughout the week. You had a crappy day. Great. We have something cool coming up. Push through this. You get to spend the time with that loved one. You've had a bad week, a bad month. Great. Let's get through this because we have something pretty cool coming up that we're going to fund by the activities that we're kind of grinding through and pushing through is going to fund this activity. If not this one, then the next month or the next month. These are small whys that we need throughout the calendar sometimes to pull us through, because real estate can be a dirty, dirty game. So go on those date nights. My day, why day is when you pour into yourself. Exercise. If you're not exercising, do it. Vacations, think that's super important. Education, gotta always have some time for education. Educate yourself, pour into yourself, invest in yourself, which, by the way, is the greatest investment you can do, is investing back into yourself. Sleep. Now that you got that, standing tall hack. What is that? So that if you're writing down notes, T is time. Let's use family, for example. T is time. So now I'm going to put it into my calendar. All right, T, time. What time am I going to have family time? Movie night, dinner night, game night, whatever. A, activity. All right, it's going to be from, let's say, 5 to 8. The A is activity. It's going to be game night. L is location. We're going to do game night at the house. Or we're going to do game night at a friend's house, whatever. The last L is leverage. What do you need in order to finish that activity? This is stuff we teach our agents. You might need the game, might need the game. And depending on what the game is, you might need extra t-shirts. I don't know. Might get a little messy, but that's what you're going to use. You're going to use the standing tall hack for this. We're getting closer to that goal. We're getting closer to you not making any more excuses. All right, let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. What did we just do? We exposed all the white space within your calendar. Because now that you have plugged in your priorities, you can't tell me you don't have time for your loved ones or hey, you're telling me that I should ignore my family. I'm not saying ignore your family. I'm saying you should have paid so much attention to your family that you should have, you know, you should have respected them enough to put it into your calendar. Now we've exposed your white space. Grant Cardone says white space on your calendar is the enemy of production and plants the seeds of doubt. Yo. This rang true for me so much my first year. And I saw white space everywhere. But what I end up doing is some of the stuff we're going to talk about today, if you've done your goals the right way. Again, no excuses. And that's why we're starting from SaaS, starting with some SaaS of a real story, moving into the keg. All right. Let me know some ahas real quick. Bryson says, don't know what a date night is. We got Allie talking about her KPIs. We got YouTube conversations in the comments. What are some ahas so far? What is something that you're taking away from this for sure right now before even moving on? Oops. There we go. I need some confirmation that I'm even helping. So here's an example of a calendar. 4 to 4:30, you wake up. 4:30 to 5 a.m., you run your Corvette. What is that? Oh, I'm glad you asked. I'll explain. The C is calendar. So look at your calendar. What do you got going on today? Who are you meeting? What do you need to get ready for today? The V is voicemail. Check your voicemail. You may have missed a voicemail the day before that's not spam that maybe be part of your 20%, which we'll talk about that obviously here in a second. E, same thing. You may have missed an email that belongs in your 20%. T, text message, same thing. You might have missed a text message that belongs in your 20%. And then the last T, tasks. And you roll right into tasks. What are your tasks for the day? Your 20% tasks. Real quick lesson, just for the people who are like, what the F is this guy talking about? 80-20. 20% of your results, no, 80% of your results come from 20% of your activities. So if your focus is on your 20%, you're going to get 80%. If you look at it as a whole, will be your result. If you focus on 20% lead generation, 80% is probably appointments, closing deals. If you focus 20% on paperwork, you're just going to create more paperwork. So I hope that makes sense. So 20%, we need to start making money. This is a business. All right, getting back into it. Share your ahas. I got somebody who just said, hey, well, hello, share an aha. Let's keep it moving. 6 a.m. complete. Oh, here we go. 5 a.m. Set up text messages to my sphere of influence to find deals and find talent, which is super important. 6 a.m. Complete my setup of 20% and start breakfast for my 4-year-old. She's about to turn 5, 6:30, 4-year-old. Actually, it's 6:15 now. I get her up at 6:15, 4 a.m. Wake her up. We do some family time, 7:30 a.m. Yeah, I send out the text messages, which is why you get early text messages from me. 7:45 to 8, I'm answering them. Boom, I go to the gym. And then 11 to 4 is servicing business, coaching conversations, talent conversation, buyer list, blah, blah, blah. This is much earlier now. It's about 3:34. And then it's all family time and then sleep. There you go. There's an easy breakdown of a calendar. Easy breakdown of a calendar. I really wanted to do this in a classroom, but school started today, so we couldn't. A lot of people couldn't make it, or school started this week. So a lot of people couldn't make it, so we went virtual. But this is where I would go back and be like, all right, talk to me, everybody. What are you hearing here? What are you hearing here so far? Is this stuff you already know? If you're part of the team, you probably heard this a billion times, but it's extremely important. And why do you think I'm telling you guys this now? You know, 3 months before 2024 hits. This is a 90-day business, right? See, I'm not getting a lot of feedback in the comments, and I need this in the classroom. I love, like, the classroom setting. What are you guys getting so far? Because if I don't stop for a second, I'm going to finish this in 5 minutes. It's a very simple concept. Very simple. Is it easy? No. That's what weeds out 88% of the agents in their second year. It's not easy. Simple, though. Very simple. Stuff I needed to see. Got to get their stuff together. The only way to do it, and I think, I don't know if I touch on this either way, but here's the deal. If you want to get your stuff together for the things that you say you need in order to move on to the next, to your next goal, whatever that is, attach a PC to it. So if you're writing notes, attach a PC to it. Anytime something comes up, I'm like, man, I need to get my shit together. Attach a PC to it. P. Make a promise to somebody that's going to hold you accountable that that's what you need to do next. The person who's going to hold you accountable, they may question you on like, hey, listen, is that what about doing that is important to you? And then breaking it down. And you might find that that's not what you need to focus on yet, but maybe so. The C is calendar. Once you made the promise, when are you going to get it done by? And then accountability starts. Attach a PC to everything. You want little hacks on fast forwarding this bad boy? There's one. Anything you say you need to get done, attach a PC to it. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate that. Your environment. How important is it? It's a very simple process. I ran into someone at the store that came to... Oh man, I don't even, what did he come to? I don't even remember. But we taught this and it was a game changer for him. He's not a real estate. Oh no, I met him at a Pints and Properties. I won't even speak in. I just met him, young kid. And I said, dude, do this now. You're going to put all the people closest to you in this quadrant right here. You got to ask yourself, are they dividing your life? Write them down in the division quadrant. Dividing, meaning they're just completely negative, and every time you talk to them, they're a hater, and it's just a negative situation. By the way, can this be family? Like blood family. Yeah. If they're subtracting, oh, by the way, if they're dividing them, you need to go ahead and have that conversation and be like, yo, you're dividing my life. Adios. Very hard conversation. Subtraction. If they're subtracting from your life, so like they add positivity here and there, but I would say their net relationship to you is a negative one. That means they're subtracting from your life and you need to have a real conversation with that person. Be like, hey, listen, I got some goals. I just met with Ruben, jumped on his Be More training. I got some big things I want to accomplish and you seem to always find the negative in it. I want you to be in my life. I really, really do, but I'm going to need you to start being more positive. I will listen to some constructive criticism, but not always negative. So you need to start adding a little bit more positivity to my life as I will do yours. If you can't, you're automatically dividing my life. Adios. Another hard conversation. Addition. By the way, if you're liking this, please hit a heart. I need to feel that love. I need to feel that love. And by the way, share with somebody. Share this with somebody too. If they're adding to your life, perfect. K. keep them around. These are positive people. We need those. The multipliers. This is a quadrant you should constantly be trying to fill up right here. These people push you. These people know what you can do, and they will push you to get to that point. They don't care if you like it or not. Is it uncomfortable? Who cares? Will it hurt your feelings? Don't care. You said you wanted to accomplish X, and I believe you can accomplish X. How are we going to get you there? By the way, do not fail these people. If you commit to something and don't do it, these people will fall out of your life very fast. They hate wasting time. If you found somebody like that, you're lucky enough to find somebody like that, and you're lucky enough for them to hold you accountable, you better do what you committed to, what you said you were going to do. That's huge. This right here is usually a really good one for people as we get closer to goal setting. And then we move to goals. Who's heard this before? Sell people what they want, then give them what they need. I'm giving you guys what you need today, man. What are goals, right? If you're not doing a good job of plugging the right things into your calendar, what you gonna do? If you're not putting the right people as a priority, what are you gonna do? If you keep the negative people, the dividing people in your life, what are you gonna do? It's gonna be much harder to hit your goal. And that's what I need you guys to bring into your life as before I roll into the goal side. So let's get into it. So thank you for the ones hanging around and ones that will watch it later because they're running around getting their kids in school. Needs analysis. What's the goal? Is it to think different? Is it to earn some money? Net more money? Receive something? Give at a higher level? What is your goal? And then once you've written that down, I want you to ask yourself, well, what about this goal is important to me? What about this goal is important to me? Oh, I'm going to say the magic number. If it's $100,000 that I want to make in a year, most agents want to make that in a year. What's important to you about 100K? Is it just for the ego? Is it because society, the real estate society, that might be a real thing, pushes that you got to hit that six-figure mark at some point? What is it really? What is the real goal? Is it time freedom? Is it $100,000 a month? Is it a brand new car? But wait, there's more. What is it? And then write down what is important about this thing. What is important to me about time? What is important to me about leaving something for my family in case I die so they're not left with the burden of bills and so much? What's important to you about that? Now, if the pain, it's something like this. If the pain or when the pain of reality is greater than the pain of change, then you'll make change. So you got to find that why. And then the reality has to be so painful that the change is too easy. The step forward in the change is too easy. Gets me closer to my why. And then you got to ask yourself, where are you at now? And what does that automatically do? You know where you desire to be. And you've written down where you're at now. That automatically creates a gap. That's what starts to help you understand what will be your goals. Here's an example. Goal setting. Gap. For me, when I started thinking about investing and cash flow and all the things, because what became important to me is that I understood that I could pass away at any point. Oh, let me read this real quick. I am ready for the pain. I am not where I want to be, which is much greater pain. I can't tell you, and you do too, you know this, how many people in your life have continued to do the same thing they hate every day because it's normal, because you're supposed to, because you're supposed to have a job that I absolutely hate because I'm doing it for the pension. I guess they'll never fire me. I don't know. But every single day is a gift, and for us to throw it away is ridiculous, 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 unheard of. Bigger pain, crazy pain, unheard of. No, it's heard of all the time. Internally, it should be unheard of, though. Yeah. The pain of staying where you're at is going to be greater. And wait till you fast forward 5 years and then you look behind and you're like, holy shit, I'm still in the same place. Talking about pain. Ugh. So this was my gap. And keep sharing with me, you all. Keep sharing with me. I love it. Here's the gap. Here was my gap. I realized that I could pass away. And I said, man, I need to create some cash flow in case I died. Right? The family's bills are covered. I found out it was approximately $25,000 in cash flow to cover all the bills in case I died. So what is that a month? About 2,000, a little over 2,000 net cash flow. Okay, if I know I need to net that, how much do I need to gross? About 4,000. So, you know, quick lesson between net and gross. People make money and like, oh, I just made a million. Let's not take into account the taxes, the expenses, the cost of sale, the overhead, all the things. There's a net is somewhere in there. So you got to decide what that is. And for me, that's what that ended up being was like, okay, well, I need to bring about $4,000 of gross revenue a month. All right. Some of y'all, that's the aha right there. Like, oh man, I've been shooting way too low on my goal. I need to take into account all the expenses and taxes and everything else that comes with it. And next thing you're going to do, you got your one goal. Now you're going to figure out the three avenues that are going to help you get to that goal. So this is what it was for me. And hopefully an example, let me know. Hit that heart if the example helps. Or if you got more questions about this, please let me know. But I figured an example might help in terms of goal setting and what that's like. So then you come up with these three things. I at the time, I was like, okay, short-term rentals, that's going to be a thing. And if I get about four units at $1,000 a unit, that could give me approximately $4,000 of cash flow. If I can get those units to operate at $1,000 a month, gross income, revenue share. If I can get approximately 30 agents, let's say about 100 together, that should get me about $25,000 a year-ish. Or I mean, $4,000 a month. Okay. Well, what about referral business? Okay. If I could close four homes a month, about $180,000 price point at 3% commission and 30% referral fee, then I should be approximately making approximately $1,000 a home for, okay, cool. I've come up with my three avenues. By the way, raise your hand. This is what I was in the classroom. Raise your hand if you think you could do one of those. Or hit a heart. Or just put yes in the comments. Can you do just one of those and automatically start creating $25,000 of cash flow or residual income? This is the investing side. But if you want to run those deals, you could do that too. So he's broke it down. One goal, three ways to get us there. All right, we're getting closer. By the way, remember the SAS, the accountability group. We all had a goal and we all had an actual. All of us. And when you showed up, you better have done something that got you closer to that goal. Did you fail? I don't care. Did you take action? That's what we're looking for. Did you take action? All right, moving on. So now we did that. I said, okay. All right, focus on the 4,000. So then we broke it down further. Well, what are the strategies I need to do per priority to get us closer to my goal, right? We figured out three priorities. What are some of the strategies I need to do per priority? So we broke it down. For the short-term rentals, I need to go to more investor meetups. I need to understand the short-term rental thing. Guys, do we have an investor meetup in your area? I can't find my cursor. There it is. Do we have an investor meetup in your area? Yes. Pintsandproperties.com. Go there. All right. We got that. All right, cool. I could do that. I need to build a database and start letting my sphere of influence or my circle of influence know what I'm looking for. Our last three or four deals came from our database. No wholesaler, no nothing, from people we already know, and they know us, all right? Easy. So I need to start reaching out to people and letting them know. I need to let the universe know what I want, right? All right, what about revenue share? If I'm going to get a process, all right, okay. So I need to go to investor meetups. Why? Because the investor agent has the mindset that I'm looking for. It's a business person, right? It's not somebody who's like, yo, I just want to become the best Instagram real estate. I want to show my Land Rover. I want to lay on the hood. In my mind, I'm like, yeah, but are you renting out that Land Rover, right? For some cash flow? Is it under the business name? I start thinking a different way, and I want to surround myself with those people as well. matter of fact, I was trolling. Real quick story. I was trolling. I got some time. I was trolling, and I took a picture next to a Rolls Royce Callahan, and I had the keys, and I was like, I just did a thing, right? And people were like, what? No, that's crazy. You bought the Rolls Royce. Da-da-da-da. And the people closest to me were in the comments like, how much you renting it out for? What's the daily rate? There's no way you're going to buy that if you're not going to rent it out and make it a cash flow thing. Because they get it. And anyways, I guess I'm saying that's the people that we surround ourselves with anyway. So I want to go to Investor Venus. Build a database. Start letting this sphere of influence know what I'm looking for. Talent search. I did some today. I reached out to some buddies of mine and I was like, hey, listen, we're looking for talent. The market's shifting. The one thing that could beat a shifting market is talent. Talent every time. So I start doing that. And then referral business. Start asking for business within my database. What is this all connected to? What is this all? What do all three of these have in common? What do all three of these have in common? Sorry. I just got a message that said Intel for you, and it's a voice message. Wonder what's going down. Welcome to business, right? What do all three of these have in common? All of them have a database. You don't have a database, you don't have a business. And anyways, I broke it down. All right, 20 to 1 for referrals. So I need to make 80 contacts a month, because if you know the Red Book or the Millionaire Real Estate Agent book, it says warm leads are 20 to 1. You talk to 20 warm leads, you're going to get one piece of business. Could be an appointment, could be a closing. It's a piece of business. In my mind, I was like, it's going to be a closing. So I was like, okay, cool, 20 to 1. That's 80 contacts I need to make a month. And that became the goal. Are y'all starting to see this? What do we do next? We plug in all those activities into the white space of the calendar. Really? Well, I don't have time. Ooh, show me you don't have time. I show the calendar. There are all the priorities. Outside the priorities are the white space. Then we plug it in using the TALL method. Meet with the accountability group. What are you all getting out of this? It is gold. It is gold. What are you guys getting out of this? Is this helping you? Where's my classroom? I know I keep saying that. But it's cool when you're in the classroom and people are writing down and they're like, oh, I got it. And they're leaving stoked. They're leaving with a plan. And that's what I want to give you guys today. I mean, how do you guys feel about this so far? I got 15 minutes, so. What do you guys think? Good. Share then. Share this if it's helping. All right, let me just keep going. Oh, let me see. Yeah. All right. So documented investments on YouTube. So as you built out your goals, I'm asking you, you don't have to do this. I'm asking you to start documenting the whole process. New agent, perfect. Document the process. Upload the videos on YouTube. Seasoned agent, awesome. Document the process. New investor, starting to learn the game. Going to investor meetups, just going on bigger pockets and trying to figure things out. Going to FinCon, financial conference, checking things out. Document it. Put it on YouTube. We've done this. We've documented this stuff and we put it on YouTube. If you go here, here's a link. Wow, that's cool. if you want to, check out this link. I'm going to put it in the comments. Boom, there it is. That is a perfect example of us documenting the process of going through it all. Now, what does that do? Your family, if you have kids, that instead of just hand them a property, what if you could hand them the property, but then have them also look at the story being told of the property, the backstabbing, the sacrifice, the money lost, so they could have a more of an emotional tie of what it took to get this property, and then take notes on it. What did they learn? You literally could create a school on your success by documenting the process. If you're not doing this now, we have the technology. If you're not doing this now, you're failing yourself, you're failing your family. Get with it. Have Fiverr put the video together. That's what I did. $25. Put the video together. So, yeah, there's that. Document the process. Please, 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 please. Ultimately, guys, as you may know, take action. My wife said this, and I was like, oh, what a good point. She said, you'll either have to have, this is, when I said, you know, we were talking about success and, you know, what it takes to actually take action and get uncomfortable and go against the grain and not listen to the haters, your family members, your work, society, you know, because they're going to come after you because you're going against the grain. You're going literally against the agenda, right? The agenda is go to school, become an employee. And if you start breaking outside that mold, man, they're going to come after you. So anyways, we're saying this. And then she says this, she said, listen, I think you'll either have to have your back against the wall, meaning it has to work no matter what, literally that's the only way up because you're so low, or you have to have passion in it for you to succeed. And she said that because I had zero passion in real estate. None. I always joked that I didn't know what a fascia board was. And I was showing homes. I had zero, I didn't care for real estate. Not even a little bit. Nothing. But it was my way out. It was my way out. And that's why I dove in head first. I needed out of everything. Everything that was happening. I needed out. And so she was like, you either have to have passion for it because it's something you love and you're going to do it every day because who cares? You love it. Or you need to get out of your current situation so badly that F everyone, I got to get out of this. My back's against the wall. It's got to happen. Right? And I was like, man, you women out there are smart. And we just out here being cavemen. So appreciate your smartness out there. Who has their back against the wall? I'll ask you guys that. Who is passionate about real estate business, making money, increasing net worth, et cetera? If you're passionate about that, good. Am I passionate about it now? Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I've learned to love it. I've learned to love the struggle, the pain, you know. I've learned to love it because I understand that the more you lean into it, you know, pain's temporary. Hard times are temporary. It's literally all temporary. It's the consistency game wins, right? So ask yourself that. I do have my back against the wall. Hey, then put in the work as if you did. And I'm sorry, I can't see your name. It just says Facebook user. But put in the work. Find the PC, the person who's going to hold you accountable, the promise that you got to make, and then when are you going to get the first item done, whatever you guys discuss. I'm telling you, if you just follow that simple play, you'll be fine. Just do the work. It's going to suck. It's going to suck, but who cares? The suck is so temporary, guys. It's so temporary, kind of. You just start getting used to the suck. But that first initial pain of suck is so temporary that eventually you learn something from that suck that you give the person who's sucking at it at that moment, you give them what it took you to get through it. You become a teacher. That's all it is. That's all it is. That's why I enjoy doing this now. Share. All right, Q&A. Who's got questions? Who's got questions? Who's got questions? It's the Q&A part. 10 minutes, baby. 10 minutes. I'm dying to know what this intel is that just came across my phone. What questions do you have? I just went over everything, man. The SaaS started from the bottom. Most of us are going to start from the bottom. The accountability. Hugely important. And the other S, whatever that was. What was that? Oh my gosh. Show up to go up. Show up to go up. Show up to go up. That's what it was. What questions do you have? Once you get that, just show up with the accountability and then pull in the keg. First, get your calendar right. Your environment's next. Then the G, the goals. The goals. How do I find the PC? Oh, the person that you got to make the PC to? Is that what you mean? Like, how do you find the person? Usually, that's a good question. I'm trying to, all right, let me think how I found. I found the people who matched my energy, who matched my ambition, who matched my work ethic, who matched my vision, who matched my ethics, my values. Hope you're writing this stuff down. It's recorded. You could rewind it. I guess if they check those boxes, which I think I gave you 5 or 6, your next thing is to ask. Get uncomfortable and ask. Just telling you, dude, the multipliers show up, man. If they ask you to do something, matter of fact, which I've done, if they offer a book, if they say, hey, read this book, this is what's going to help you get here, send them back your cliff notes, your points of interest within the book. Proves to them you're going to do everything they say and that you took the time to take notes. I mean, it's a different game for multipliers. I had somebody tell me one time, I was like, why are you meeting with me? This is back in my broken down Crown Vic, millionaire dude. And he got connected to me through another dude, whatever. And he was like, people want to help people who want to help themselves. That's it. Show me you want to help yourself. That's it. And I'm not big dog on campus, right? I'm such a small dude. But like, that's what I've seen the bigger dogs do. Show me you want it. That's it. So if those 5 to 6 points I gave you match, have a match out there, ask that person. That's your next step. What other questions we got? I even broke down the goal process. You have a goal, find 3 priorities that are going to get you to the goal, then find the strategies that are going to make that priority happen and start executing. How do you execute? You plug it into your calendar using the TALL method in the white space. How do you get the white space? By plugging in your priorities. So now you've got a balance of priorities, family, loved ones, date night, exercise, and business. Business is only 2 things. Get business, service business. That's it. Both of those you can leverage. What other questions? Or ahas. Tell me something. Question. What did you learn here today? Question, what did you learn here today? Let me know. Man, what's cool about recording this stuff is you can pass it to your circle of influence too, you know? Michael Buck, I'm putting you on blast. What do you say? He would have came, but. Whatever, he's golfing. That's his priority. That's his hobby. Keeps him happy. I'm down with it. Can you find business on the golf course? Everyone said, yes. All right. What else, y'all? Any questions or ahas? Find the PC is my wow. Good. Anything else? If not, I'm going to bounce out. But I hope you guys got some value from this. I hope you learned from this. This needs to be a book. This needs to be a book. I'm going to put it together in a book maybe one day. What should I call it? Put in the comments. What should I call this book? I already have the name, I think. I've said it before. If you're an old fan, you may have heard this title before. Who's got fidget stuff? Because you can't quit moving. What should the name of the book be? I'll let you guys do that on your own time. But I'm here. If you guys have any questions, concerns, comments, wins, whatever. I'm here. The team's here. Click the description below if you want to know more of what we're doing, new events, new stuff that we're doing. Just let me know. And be involved. Like I said, show up to go up, and we'll be there to help you. And I'm excited to see your journey and the things that you accomplish, and buy my book. All right, y'all. You guys are the best. I'm out. Adios. Bye-bye.